Ko te wā tēnei mō Peps Picks.
Yes, that's right. It's time for my favourite segment of the week with one of my favourite people in the world, Mr. Martin Pepperell. Old Marty Gras, how are we?
Oh, mate. Not bad. Not bad at all. Thanks for that lovely introduction, Liam.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Keeping the fires burning for student radio and Atutahi.
Yes, yeah, yes, that's right. Thank you for recognising that. How's life? How's music?
Life's stuff? Good. Life's good. Music is good. Life is good. Projects are emerging. Interesting things are occurring.
Yeah.
We're going to be all right. It was a bit of a rough ride for a bit, but we're going to be all right. So, speaking of favourites. So one of my favourite New Zealand songs is In the Neighbourhood by Sisters Underground, which, depending on your age, some people remember it as the TV2 theme, Rolling in the Neighbourhood. Some people remember it as an actual top 40 single in the 90s. Some people remember it as something they were introduced to more recently. The South Auckland sister duo, a Mormon and a Muslim, Hassana, the Mormon, Nigerian European who grew up between America and South Auckland, Brenda, the Samoan, the Mormon. They had this duo, Sisters Underground, in the 90s in the Neighbourhood, massive hit. Then they ran away to, just as the song was taking off, they ran away to Hawaii and they made some quite substantial performances there. And then they moved to New York with Hassana's family. Spent 2 years performing around New York, real secret history stuff, quite forgotten. A lot of people don't know.
Very underground kind of knowledge.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't know is that Hassana never stopped making music. In the early 2000s, Hassana found herself in Atlanta. She ended up doing session work with the first generation of trap rappers, people like Young Jeezy. She sang the choruses on several songs on his 2006 album. She became a backing vocalist for the Wailing Wailers. So Hassana kept going, and it's funny because she's remembered in New Zealand, she's remembered for In the Neighbourhood doing the raps on it. But actually, some of the successes in America in the decades followed were far more commercially substantial. It was just by that point we were so far downstream from that moment that no one connected it.
Really? Wow.
I mean, people would have heard those Young Jeezy records here. No one clicked, oh, that's Hassana.
Isn't that funny?
People probably barely even clicked that she was doing backing vocals for the Wailers. So, a couple of weeks ago, I realised that Hassana put an album out last year that I completely missed.
Which is unlike you.
Well, I mean, it is unlike me. It's perhaps a sign of early onset decline of some form or another. But I've got a few theories on why I missed this, and I won't get into them now. But
okay,
I missed it. Anyway, this is cool. This album is, now we are coming up on... damn, dude. It's like 31 years since In the Neighbourhood.
I mean, I am young, so that seems right to me.
1994. Yeah. That's we're talking about stuff from before you were born.
Okay. That wasn't actually... Oh, hello. Oh, right.
Just getting screamed at.
No, that's right. That's fine.
So now, 31 years later... Her music is a melange of reggae, soul, R&B, and Afrobeats. She's been working with Jamaican producers like Siobhan Genius of Bad Bass International, the Kenyan production team, The Exchange Project, who produced Just For Us, which is the record we're going to listen to from her album today. Also been working with Japanese producers, production teams out of Hawaii, musicians from Miami. she always had international aspirations. If you go back and listen to In the Neighbourhood, you'll hear this very cosmopolitan, internationally aspiring sound. You know, they were using elements from UK street soul, like the Ashley's Roach clip, breakbeat, but then they put it in with the Polynesian guitar, the sing-along choruses, the upfront rap style. They're always reaching for something bigger, something further. 31 years later, it's clear that she got all of that and more.
She
went into the world.
Yeah, wow.
She's been involved in so many different things. She's still doing it. She's still a citizen of the world. From Nigeria to New Zealand to Honolulu to New York to California. Man.
What a full career. That's amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah. That's what I think too. Got my nephew here and he's angry because he wants to be a different character on the little video game he's playing.
Oh, no. Well, we can only be who we are, you know.
Well, this is it. We can only be who we are, but he's just changed character, so he's going to be all right.
Oh, he's fine.
So that's been me talking about some stuff that happened before you were born.
Can I just say, it wasn't too long before I was born. It's not, like, too long.
Like only like 5 years.
No, two.
Two?
Yeah.
You're 96. 96.
Yeah, I am. 96. I'm a 96 baby, which means I'm almost also near 30, which is horrible to think about.
Look, you know, it wasn't that long ago that Liam was 26.
Oh well, not worth thinking about. Great.
No, let's just like. Great.
No, I was going to say great pick today. Really good pick.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's I thought it was the fitting one out of them. But yeah, she's got a new album, Hosanna Serene. It's on Bandcamp. It's on streaming. The voice of In the Neighbourhood. She also sang a great song on Suwane's Tong and Sheik album in 2004. Like I said, you can hear her on some of Young Jeezy's records, done stuff with the Wailers. Very, very interesting woman who's had a very interesting life. Made a mark in New Zealand music, then made a mark in American music, and has been contributing to the global musical community since.
God, that's so cool. And I know a lot of our listeners are going to remember and know who you're talking about, so hopefully they're going to go check this out right now.
It would be nice.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
I think she'd appreciate it.
Well,
it's always good to get some love at home.
Oh, totally, totally. Oh, that would be so cool if we could make it blow up. Anyway, Martin, thank you so much for talking to me this morning. Always a pleasure.
Okay. Never a chore.
Have a good day.
Easy.
And that is Mr. Martin Pepperell there, talking about today's hit, not hit pick, Peps pick, full Peps picks. Anyway, it is called Just For Us by Hosanna. Enjoy.
Sun is rising, fire burn. Oh. the stars that shine. I see you and I together, love to the end of time. I know that you feel the same way, no need for pretending shy. Remember this time forever, the day I first saw you smile. Tonight, let the world stop.
Te Wā Tēnei Mō Hips Picks.